A group of elementary students got to see space food and learned it isn't always what it seems.
You reach in there for a sweet treat, a snack, and you take it out and you get a shrimp cocktail instead.
The younger students proudly paraded around in paper spacesuits and got to talk to the man who spent 6 months on board the International Space Station last summer.
We made them at art class. I put some stars, pink and white. I kind of use pink markers.
It's sort of cool to see them, and I got to stand by them in the picture. Just really cool seeing different things.
He showed us a lot of pictures, and it was really cool because we got to see, like, almost about 100 pictures, maybe. I don't know, but it was really fun.
Do you think you might want to be an astronaut someday?
Yeah, because I was excited to see Jeff.
Fourth grade, let's do this. Fourth grade, let's back up and let third grade just sit on the floor in front of us.
The library was full of elementary students who had lots and lots and lots of questions for their own astronauts.
Yes, sir.
You said you had to wake up in the morning and do all that stuff. When do you get to have fun time in
there? When do we have fun time in space? Well, actually, you can have fun doing work, right?
Jeffrey Williams has been in space on board the space shuttle Atlantis in 2000, and last year with a Russian, Brazilian, and German space crew in Expedition 13. Williams was a science officer conducting experiments and helping build the space station. He says the station's mission is to be a launching pad for space exploration.
To leave Earth orbit again and go back and establish at least a semi-permanent, if not permanent, presence on the moon and eventually send people to Mars. And that's the current vision.
So the 49-year-old Williams wants to share that vision with the natural curiosity of students.
My favorite thing is to see the wonder and the awe in the eyes of kids and just to have them express their imagination. And it doesn't matter how shy kids are or how introverted they are. On this subject area, they seem to all come out of their shell and they all have just great questions. Of course, part of the message is you can come from any background to include a small town. Any opportunities in our country is available to everybody, no matter where you come from or what your background is. It just takes a little bit of hard work, a reasonable level of character and integrity.
But back to the probing questions of the winter school students.
There are no aliens that we ran across, and I have no reason to believe that we missed any of them while we were up there.
In winter, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
When you're sleeping, how do you stay on your bed?
How do you stay in your bed when you're sleeping? That's a good question. We have a sleeping bag, each of us, and my sleeping bag was tied to the wall.